Hello. Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. American composer Charles Ives was way ahead of his time. Charles Ives was born in 1874, just 9 years after the end of the Civil War. His father, George Ives, served in the Civil War. When he was 17, he was the youngest regiment band leader in the Union Army. After that, George Ives became a band leader and music teacher in Danbury, Connecticut, which is where his son Charles was born. All the other Iveses were successful business people. George Ives was the only musician until Charles came along. Charles Ives was an extremely musical kid. He was a good pianist and an even better organist. Charlie, as he was known, was a shy kid, so maybe he felt more comfortable at the organ keyboard, which is usually hidden from the audience. Charles Ives got his first paying job as an organist when he was 14. A couple of years later, he wrote a great set of variations on America, My Country Tis of Thee, for his instrument. Ives loved everything about growing up in a small town in New England. You can hear that in a lot of the music he wrote, like this song about the big excitement of the year, the day the circus came to town. Music was not the only thing Charles Ives was good at. He also loved sports. When he was 15, he spent one day playing baseball in the afternoon and an organ concert in the evening. Ives also liked football. This is his musical description of a football game at Yale University, where he went to college. George Ives was a huge influence on his son. He believed that all music came from heaven, so no music could be bad, and he kept telling Charlie to stretch his ears. George Ives loved to experiment with sound, doing things like having two different bands march through each other playing different tunes. Or he'd station four bands, each playing a different tune, at the four corners of the Danbury Village Green, and stand in the middle to see what that sounded like. Because his father refused to let him put limits on his imagination, Charles Ives grew up to write music that didn't sound like anyone else's. In that piece, The Unanswered Question, a trumpet asks the same question seven times. The woodwind instruments keep trying to answer the question, but they can't, and the string instruments don't even try. Ives could, and did, write whatever music he felt like writing because he decided not to be a professional composer. Instead, he became a very successful businessman, one of the first people to sell life insurance. He wrote music in his spare time, evenings, weekends, and on vacation with his wife, who had the perfect first name for a music lover, Harmony. Ives loved to use borrowed tunes in his compositions. Sometimes he borrowed folk tunes, and sometimes he borrowed his own melodies. In the second movement of his Three Places in New England, Ives borrowed his own country band march. Of course, the country band march itself is full of borrowed tunes, 12 of them in all. Next week, I'll help you identify them. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for a trip through the country band march by Charles Ives on Classics for Kids.